This is Psycho Crap. I'm Adam, the National Psychology Examiner for examiner.com. And in this podcast, I just talk about things that I think are interesting in psychology. And today, I want to tell you how you can boost your memory. The article I wrote on this is How to Boost Your Memory in 10 Minutes, because I thought it would take 10 minutes to read the article. And guess what? The podcast limit on the application I'm using is about 5 minutes. So this is going to have to be a two-parter. How to boost your memory in 5 minutes, and then another 5 minutes. As a perpetual student, I've benefited dramatically from a few memory-boosting techniques I've learned over the years. Here are a few techniques I'd like to use in a guide that shouldn't take more than 10 minutes or so to listen to. Using imagery. Memory storage is all about association. By associating the items we wish to remember with memories we already have, we can more easily recall these items. Sometimes we don't give these techniques a shot because they end up being silly. Yet the silliness is exactly the reason why they work so well. So let's say I asked you to memorize these 5 French words. Le gâteau, cake, la tasse, cup, le couteau, knife, le ciel, sky, le porte, door. For the sake of brevity, let's say you've already memorized the gender of the words, le and la, kind of like el and la in Spanish. How could you remember gâteau means cake, tasse means cup, and so on? A French student can imagine familiar English words mimicked in these terms. Think of a cake that has got a toe in it. Sure, this is ridiculous, but once you imagine this visual, there's a very good chance you won't forget it. For la tasse, you can imagine someone tossing a cup. I remembered le couteau by thinking of someone cutting coute, his toe, couteau. I can remember port to mean a door by thinking of a door on the port side of a ship. I've also assumed for the listener the pronunciation of these words is no problem, which can also be problematic for first-year French students. How do I remember that ciel means sky, yet not pronounce ciel as seal, because it is C-I-E-L? First, I recognize ciel is close to the English word ceiling, which is up, like the sky. Next, I can remember the pronunciation by imagining C-L, as in the letters, being written on that ceiling. And I'm going to have to cut it off there. Tune in to our next podcast. I'm going to publish it in just a little bit. Part 2, How to Boost Your Memory in 10 Minutes Total. I'm Adam. Follow me on Twigger? What's Twigger? I should start that. Maybe I should register that domain. Compete with Twitter. But for now, just follow me on Twitter. AB Vegan. Abolitionist Vegan. Don't ask. See you next time.